Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
The man in red. What's all red for today?
Yeah, what's that?
Why are you all in red today?
I like red.
You like red? Looks good, man. It's sharp.
Thanks.
So how was your... I'm doing well. Yeah, we were in New York last night. We did the demo at the NAGIC New York office. I do it the second Wednesday of every month. So it was good. Good crowd.
Good.
How was your week?
It was challenging.
Uh-oh. Okay, tell me about that.
I met with my friend Tim, the tennis player, to talk about getting together with Jack Sock because we've got the attention of his brother, Eric. And so we sat down and the challenging part about Jack is that now he's at a level of success. I don't know if you follow tennis, but the Bryan brothers are two of the most successful doubles duo of all time. They're identical twin brothers, and they win a lot. They won a bunch of majors, Grand Slams, I guess it is. And one of them is currently injured, and so Jack has stepped up to be a partner for, I think it's Mike Bryan.
Mm.
And they won two Grand Slams this year.
Wow.
So agents being agents, it's all about money. Even when it comes to a health related product, it's about endorsements, it's about putting
right
on the product. I don't know what to do with that. So currently my only thought is to reach out to Shan Stratton, who I kind of know, and get his advice on how to approach this potential meeting for, as far as I know, there's been no exceptions with a NAGIC to pay someone money to enforce.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, from up until now, but it's never happened.
That's what I understand. So, with a talent, an athletic talent, obviously the paycheck only is derived by the success of that person and how long they can stay on the court and how many wins they have. And so he has a reputation of having to bow out of tournaments because of cramping. So that affects his paycheck. So why would you not entertain a meeting to talk about a product that can keep your talent on the court longer, earning more money, having more success, having more wins, even if they don't derive an endorsement paycheck from that product, but it's a product that allows them to increase their level of success and therefore a bigger check for the agent.
Exactly. Right. So it's an indirect, major indirect benefit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, so when you sat down, everything has to go through the agents. There's no way to get to him personally.
No. Not at this level of his success.
Yeah.
I think we can get a meeting with Eric Sock, which is Jack's older brother and a big part of his team that surrounds him. But getting to Jack, I guess it's next to impossible to get to Jack without going through his agent.
Unless you had a personal connection that goes around that wall.
Right.
Yeah. So going the Eric route might be the way to do it. You know, maybe. That might be the way to do it. Because obviously if you go through the agent's like, okay, well, how much are you going to pay us? You know? Yeah, I understand that.
So Tim understands better than I do what is necessary to have a successful meeting. And so in his mind, it would take this being a Japanese company, somebody Japanese has to be at the meeting. And
For real.
Like someone that represents the magic in a way, you know, I don't know it to what level. And then, and then the other thing is, like he was thinking three people, like me, ideally someone like a Shan who's worked with a lot of athletes and Kangen water. And then someone who kind of represents the company and myself.
Mm.
So I don't know. So anyway,
yeah,
this, you know, this week's exercise was kind of interesting because it kind of dealt with exactly what I'm dealing with is problems and solutions. And
right. Yeah. And just and holding that and knowing that there is a solution to the problem. Just thinking about it a different way. Just because it's, you know, the agents say, oh, it always happens that way. Well, that doesn't mean it always has to happen that way. And there's plenty of examples. You know, it's like doctors telling a patient, just go home, put your papers in order because you're going to die.
Yeah.
That's not the kiss of death. That's not, you know, there's plenty of stories, you know, and other ways. So the first part is holding that part of your mind that this is possible. And allowing answers to come through, you know, possible solutions to come through to this challenge.
The fun thing about Tim is that he has a relationship with the Lord and he is open to the idea that God can just open doors.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, he's just like, well, let's just keep pounding and pushing forward and giving it our very best. And that way we walk away with no regrets. But I'm not exactly sure what the next step is. I think the first step is to get Shan on the phone so that I can actually
lay out
the opportunity and what's there and then see what kind of advice he would give me.
Yeah. I mean, that's one way to do it, just to get some, because he's been there. He's dealt in that world. Another possibility is to source it. Go to the Holy Spirit and source it. You know, and because the answer is there. So it's like the lesson this week is about, like, if we go to Google, we go to the internet and we punch in a question, we get answers immediately within seconds, split second. We get answers. And obviously the Lord compared to Google is far more infinite than the Lord, you know, than Google is. And so there's always an answer. And so it's just that practice of getting into state, asking a quality question and allowing the answers to come through. And the first few may be coming from your own, you know, your own ego. It might be coming from your own mind, but write them down anyway. And then just allow others to come through. But holding that state is so important because things may be happening that you don't see. You know, those quote unquote chance meetings or things happen out of the blue, you know, that it was just like, oh, you know, so-and-so was playing golf the other day and they ran into so-and-so and they had mentioned this and da-da-da-da. And, oh, now he's interested. He wants to talk about that because he wants to solve the cramping problem.
Yeah.
Because obviously as an athlete, he wants to, you know that he wants to perform at the highest level he can.
Absolutely.
It's the filters, the handlers around him that are preventing that.
Yeah.
Because they have their finger in the pie, right?
Yeah.
So what's in it for me? And so holding that faith and that belief to say, there is a way to get a message through to him that we can then meet and sit down and talk about the challenges that he has, as opposed to trying to push through the wall, you know, because it's a very American Western thing, is to just work harder, put more time in, work harder, you know?
Yeah.
And that will get you a certain level of success, but it's not going to always get you to that highest level. You know, because there's only so much time, there's only so much energy, there's so much effort that you can put in. Instead of working harder, just work smarter and say, all right, there is a way. I know there's a way. In this infinite universe that we live in, there is a way. Let's let the solution come to us. It's really more of the attitude that we need to have. Let me just make sure this is off. And still pursue other things. Other ideas might come up. You know, Tim might have other ideas. Pursue that as well, but sit down and source it. Source it and see what happens. And just by asking the question, by being in that state, solutions that we're not even aware of will come to us. You know, it just, that's the way things can start to happen when you're at that level.
Yeah.
And then like last week we talked about, you know, partners and believing, like finding partners and believing. And this week is interesting because if you really look at it, it's enhancing the partner in belief in ourself, right? Our relationship with ourself and our relationship with God, really, if you think about it, is how strong is your faith? How strong is your faith in your connection with God and in God himself? It's really what, if you look at it, the bottom line is what this is. Because
Even
in like the exercises, there's this one, you know, it's almost like an affirmation or a prayer. There is one presence, one power, one life in this universe, and it is infinite. I am a part of that life, that power, that presence. It's not far away. It's right here. The truth is that this infinite power is bigger than any problem I'm facing. I let go of the feelings of worry and doubt that would keep the answers to my problems from me. I empty my cup so I can receive the solutions in the form of new insights and ideas. I fill my mind and my heart with gratitude. And that is so powerful. And I think that comes from, I know it comes from Dr. Barker's book, The Power of Decision. I think he's passed. He was a Christian Scientist, but very, very, the
where
power of decision.
What's that? Were you reading that?
It's page, on your, excuse me, page 88. On lesson 14,
yeah,
under exercise 4,
okay,
you can find it there, and that's a powerful statement to even say every day as part of your prayers, as part of your your devotional, because it is true, it is very true, and he talks about in The Power of Decision. I haven't even finished reading the book; it's really good, and it's like you read a paragraph, and it's so profound. And you go back and you want to read it again and just sit with it. And he says that studies have shown that most successful people are successful because they're decisive. They make decisions. And they move in that direction. And it's interesting because the root word decide means to cut away. So you cut away things that, you know, just like in ourselves, we cut away things that are not us. You know, Michelangelo cut away, because somebody asked him, well, how did you see David in that block of marble? He said, I cut away things that weren't David.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the root of decide, is to cut away. So this all ties in with this, partners in believing, but partners in believing in ourselves. You know, really building that faith and knowing that there is a solution to this. You know, it could be frustrating, it could be challenging, but let's not go there. Let's say, okay, well, it didn't work that way. You know, I hear what they're saying, but there has to be a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm sure there's been moments in your life where people are telling you, well, that couldn't happen, or that can't be, or you can't have that, or, you know, whatever. And it happened anyway.
Yeah.
You know, in a way that's unexpected. Well, we didn't expect that coming out of the blue. Where's the blue? I don't know where the blue is. Well, God is the blue. It just happens. It just happens. And so I want you to just hold that faith, because I hold that faith. I know it's possible that you're going to eventually get to this guy and you're going to be able to sit down with him and he's going to go, oh man, this is the missing link. This is what I've been, you know, this is the struggle that I've had. And people know that because it's been published, right? It's been reported about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I never heard of this before. You know, I mean, we've gotten to doctors and, you know, high profile doctors and stuff. And they were just like, never heard of this before. This is incredible. You know, where other people are just like, ah, you know, you're never going to get to them. You're never going to talk to them. They're never going to listen to you. Okay. Well, you can hold that faith, but I'm not going to hold that belief. I'm going to hold the belief that this is possible. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, just,
I mean, not that long ago, no one had ever stepped into a cryo chamber, and now half the players are buying them for their homes and going to a place and doing that regularly.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of one domino falling and then they all fall.
Then they all fall. Crazy. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, same thing with, I have a lot of friends that are chiropractors. And chiropractors went through a very, you know, a tough time years ago because the MDs were saying that they were quacks. It was garbage.
Yeah.
Pseudoscience. And so it took about 10 years as a collective, as you know, as a body, where then they put together and they published like a medical book, like a textbook, just to start to get the mindset changed.
Mm-hmm.
And now, today, you know, chiropractors are, insurance is accepting, you know, chiropractic treatments. You know, they're paying for chiropractic treatments. Chiropractors on the sidelines of major sporting events and part of the support team, you know, for teams and individuals. And so, and it happens, you know, over and over and over again. It's just a matter of just saying, holding that faith. I know what we have here is important. Just like with the magic, with Kangen water. You know, a lot of people say, oh, water's water. What's the difference? You know, I used to, you know, I have a brother-in-law. He's like, you know, I still drink the water from the garden hose. I'm like, okay, drink the water from the garden hose. That's fine. But there is a better way, you know, and just hold that faith
and
source it. I mean, we have in our faith and our belief, we have an incredible resource, and we just have to, and the thing that Mary teaches us, and I'm still struggling with this, just to be honest, is that, and I understand it, is, you know, we have Christ in our heart. The Holy Spirit is here. I mean, it's literally right here through us.
Yeah.
And is with us all the time. It's our ability to tap into that. It's what we're doing to break that circuit. And I, you know, that's something that's like, I struggle with all the time. You know, it's like, if it's that close, what can I do? What can I do to make that connection stronger? And it's true. It's like, it's right there. You know, Wallace Waddles talks about in The Science of Getting Rich. He said, there's this thinking stuff that permeates, penetrates, and infuses every space of the universe. It is in us and it's in everything around us in the universe. And that, he's talking about God. He's there. It's just our ability to connect with that. And I remember going through this particular lesson the first time, particularly, because I really remember it, especially when we get to, let me just pull up the notes here. Because, you know, the importance, like the power of decision, the power of the question, but the power of alignment is what really got me.
The power of alignment.
That was part of this, you know, this lesson, is that staying in alignment with our purpose is the key to manifesting our dreams. And sometimes our circumstances can threaten that. So we're so trained to look at our circumstances. I mean, that's how we grew up. That's how, like, 97% of the 95% of the planet thinks that way. It's like we have to get permission from our checkbook, and we have to get permission from our calendar to do certain things. We have to get permission from something else outside of ourselves. And we lurk to circumstances. Can we do this or not? Can we get, we have to get permission from it. And she talks about, there's a 5-step thinking process. And this is what it profoundly hit me when I studied this and went through it the first time. There's five points. The first is realization, and that is God is. So God is. There's one presence, one power, one life. Okay? And so you bring this to mind, and you lift your awareness to this realization. And so what I really love about this, because it just strengthens our faith. It really strengthens our faith, and that's what it really is all about. Because Jesus talked about it in the Bible. They've been talking about it over in millennia, and it's just about strengthening our faith. Just say faith, and just say, no, God is. We know God is, and it permeates everything. The second step is recognition. So we know God is. The second step, recognition, is I am. So that's our relationship. I am because God said I am. I am part of the one presence and the one power. And Dr. Barker talks about in The Power of Decision, he said, which was very profound for me as well, that we are physical manifestations of God's mind. So all of us are part of God's mind, manifested in physical form. There is only one mind, and that's the mind of God, and we're all part of it. We have different brains. Everybody's got a brain, but we're really part of one mind. And so when we step into sourcing, it's really sourcing that one mind, because the answer's there already. God knows everything. The answer's already there. It's just a matter of having the faith and going through the process of knowing that you can tap into that one mind. And so I am part of the one presence. I recognize that I am a spiritual being having a human experience, because the human experience is the physicality of God's mind. I am connected to this infinite mind that has answers to everything I'm facing. There's an infinite presence, and I'm part of it. I begin to have an experience of realization and recognition. And so, again, the first step is realization that God is. Second step is I am. That's our recognition as our part of that. The third step is the truth is, and that's discernment. Now, I know some people have a stronger discernment. It's like almost like an anointing, right? You probably know people that their discernment is like crazy on, right? So discernment is the truth is. And so separating the truth from everything else. And again, the truth is that there is a power in the universe that's bigger than anything I'm facing right now. The truth is that power is within me and is greater than anything outside of me. And the truth is that there is an answer to every question and a solution to every problem. And Wallace Wattles talks about that as well. He said, and that's our challenge, is to know, like, to know that we have optimum health in the face of seeing symptoms, right? Seeing signs of sickness, but we know that optimum health exists. Or knowing that we live in an abundant universe, but seeing signs of lack, you know, of poverty, of suffering. And so we have to see through that and hold to that faith of that truth. So again, it's recognition. Or realization, God is, recognition that I am, then the third is the truth is, which is the discernment. So, you know, when something is presented like this challenge, you know, the truth is that there is a solution. The truth is that there is a way to sit down and have a conversation with this athlete. That is the truth, and to be able to see through the circumstances, the facts and conditions, saying that you can't do this. Well, the truth is you can do it. It's just that you haven't found the way yet. where it hasn't been presented to you yet, right? So that's steps one through three. Then the next one is release. Release. I release. Let go of the struggle and angst, right? So this is what even Jesus said. Just, you know, let go of your worry. Put your worries and doubts at my feet. So this is a powerful one. This is what it looks like while it's getting solved. So this frustration or this, you know, challenge is just what it looks like while it's getting solved, whatever that situation is. And you let go of all the thoughts of what might go wrong and what has gone wrong in the past. So you let that go because, again, that's part of our paradigms come up and say, oh, well, you tried this in the past and you haven't done it. But it's just that you haven't done it yet. So you got to let go of that, right? And if it were all working out, how would I feel? So start with, so again, this is part of the, this is the base of dream building. Start with you sitting down and having a meeting with this man. What does that feel like to you? Who is that person? Who are you sitting down with him, having that conversation? So visualize that, see that picture and come from that. Because I'm sure when you sit down with him, you're going to feel I'm just going to, be hypothetical, but you're going to feel elated. You're going to feel happy. You're going to be vibrating in a different frequency when you sit down and actually meet this guy, mm-hmm. right? Because he's a world-class athlete, right? And you're actually sitting down and meeting him. And what does that feel like to you? And so come from that vibration when you then go and we source and we do the what we call the brave thinking activation process where we go to source and we ask the question and we see what those answers are. But start there. Start there in that one moment where you're sitting down and you're talking with him, whether it's face to face, whether it's on the phone, but I would see him sitting in front of you,
okay.
shaking his hand, you know? So release that, you know, put that in the back, it hasn't happened. You start to, things in the past, oh, this and that, you got to let that go. That's part of the release process. And then the fifth one is gratitude. And that's always there. I am grateful. So letting go and being grateful are two sides of the same coin. So if you really think about it, it's like what Jesus said, just, you know, why do you worry? Why do you doubt? Let that go. And that just brings the faith even stronger. I let go of the conditions and I say, I might not know the answer right now, but I do know the answer exists. And for that, I am grateful. So that's always being in that vibration of gratitude. So when you're sitting there and you see him across the table, you know, all those feelings that are coming coursing through you, gratitude is part of that. Grateful for having this sit down. Grateful for being able to meet with this man and to have an intelligent conversation. Because you're there to help him. It's not a matter of sale. You're there as a coach, really. Think of it that way, somebody to consult. You know, you're there to help him. You're not there to sell him anything. You want to help him.
Yep.
In a very genuine, heart-centered way. And you know that. I know that's where your heart is. I know who you are. And so come from that. And so so those are the five steps there. But to go through the brave, what we call the brave thinking activation process. So again, it starts with that vibration. So close your eyes and do a meditation and you see him, bring that image up in vivid detail. See him sitting in front of you. The clothes he's wearing, you know, the smile on his face, the warmth of his hand and when you shook his hand. Feel that, five sensorize it, and be in that state of gratitude. So you start there and say, okay, now you ask the question. So that's part of, let's just back up a little bit. So that's part of this lesson today is the power of the question, okay? So then you ask the question. I'm coming from that vibration. I want to help this man. How can I help this man? How can I have a sit down with him? What are the possible solutions that channels of communication, channels of connection. How can that happen? And just be in that frequency, be in that space, hold that space, ask the question, whatever the question that comes to you, and then let the answers come. So that's the challenge, right? Is there's a thin veil between us and the Holy Spirit. He's here. It's just a matter of our willingness to be open to what's coming through. And it is a practice. It's a muscle that we work. It's a practice that we need to do. And I haven't perfected it by any means, you know, and I get frustrated sometimes too. And I kick myself. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Okay. I know there's an answer. There's a solution to this challenge.
Yeah.
Let it come. And then as it comes, you just start to write it down. And the first few, again, it might be coming from your ego. It might be coming from your own mind. That's okay. Write it down. And then more profound answers start to come. More profound. And again, it may not be a hearing. It may be a vision. It may be an image. It may be, you know, go play golf today. And you don't know, you know, I don't play that much golf, but go play golf today. Or go to the tennis court. Go to the gym today, but go to this gym. Go to a different branch of the gym. And you don't know why, but you're being urged or nudged to do that. Don't ignore it. And follow that, because that's your higher power, the higher mind, tapping into the super mind to say, go do that. And those are things that there's no way that you can control. Those are things that come out of the blue. Those arrangements, I'm not smart enough, you're not smart enough to make that happen. But God's smart enough to make that happen. And just to trust that. And so if you get that little nudge to say, oh, go to this place, or pick up the phone, or whatever it is, do that, because the solution may come through in that moment, in that nudging, all right? It's like we trust Google, right? We go to the internet and we trust Google, and the answers come up. We know that there's a solution there, right? The same thing. If we source the Holy Spirit, using our intuition, letting that filter through, allowing that to come through, and trust that it's much more powerful than Google. The answers are there. And not only that, but the answers are much more targeted than the 2 million hits that Google gives us for, you know, the question that we posed. So, you know, and play around with the quality of the question. You know, let that come to you too. You know, let that come to you too, whatever that power is, with that power of the question. So how does that sit with you? How does that land?
It fills me with hope.
Good.
More of a can do versus why it can't be done.
Exactly. And it's not a matter of, because it struck me when you said that Tim said, you know, we'll just keep pushing. We'll keep pushing. You know, I mean, that's what we tend to do. That's what you learn to do. Just keep pushing, keep fighting. It's like, okay, we can still do that. That's a choice. We can still do that. But allowing the answers to come through. It's like I don't know if I had shared this story with Wayne Dyer. When he was flying, he had to get to Chicago. Did I ever tell you that story? You remember that? So Wayne Dyer was flying out of Fort Lauderdale. He had to get to Chicago, and he had a speaking engagement that day for 5,000 people. They get on the plane. The plane takes off, and a little while later, the voice comes on, you know, saying there's some mechanical troubles. They have to turn around and land. So the plane turns around, lands back in Fort Lauderdale, and now you got 300 people disembarking, running up to the counter to find a different way to get to where they need to go. So by the time he gets to the counter, the ticket agent's like, sorry, everything's sold out. Everything, there's no way that you're getting to Chicago today. He's like, you don't understand. I got 5,000 people waiting for me. I need to get to Chicago today. She's like, it's impossible. So he said, okay, is there anybody else behind that counter that does not think it's impossible that I can get to Chicago today? So in a huff, she goes away and another gentleman steps up. And the first thing he asked the gentleman, he said, "Do me, I want you to hold in your mind that it is possible that I can get to Chicago today. Even a corner of your mind, there is a possibility. It is possible for me somehow to get to Chicago today so that I can speak in front of this group." And the man agreed to it. He says, "I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'll agree that it is possible, but the flights are booked up." Within 3 minutes, the man had an idea that came to him to route through St. Louis, which was not a normal routing. And he found a way, and Wayne Dyer made it to Chicago with time to spare to be able to talk to those people on that same day. And so by just having that partner in believing, even if it was just, so he just planted that seed and said, "I want you to just to agree that it is possible and hold that in your mind that it is possible." And by doing that, within 3 minutes, he had the problem solved. Where everybody else said, "Oh, it's impossible. We just, you know, 300 people just rerouted all over and the planes are, all the routes are full." So he couldn't get that first ticket agent to agree to that. She's like, "It's impossible. It's not going to happen." "Okay, let me talk to somebody else that at least has that open in their mind that there is a possibility that this can happen." And it was a very powerful moment. And I love that story. Hold that in their mind, that this is a possibility. And so this becomes, you know, it's part of our, it's like, you know, training. It's part of our training, training of our mind, training of our faith, training in our belief, you know, that just keep coming back to it. Keep seeing the truth through the facts and circumstances that we're facing right now. Mm-hmm. And that's a practice. That's a practice. Because some days, you know, it's like going to the gym and working out. Some days you wake up and you're like, "Oh, I'm a little tired today. Or I'm a little sore today. Or I just don't have the energy level today." But you do it tired. You do it sore. You go anyway. And maybe you're not going to, you know, work out at that highest level possible, but you're still working out.
Yeah.
At some level, because it's the consistency, it's the repetition, it's the showing up. And so it's doing this every single day. And that's why with dream building, we always encourage you, go back to the vision, go back to the vision, go back to the vision. Hold that every single day. Practice that. Use your imagination in a very creative and positive way. Because again, oftentimes we're using them in a negative way. You know, we're rehearsing the pain, and rehearsing the frustration, rehearsing the challenges. Well, let's rehearse it in a positive way. And so this goes even to a deeper, more profound level when we talk about this lesson. So finding those partners believing outside of ourselves, but finding that we are a partner believing in ourselves and in this process and in God. And so these are exercises that train our mind. Train our mind, because we do make the shift inside of ourselves and things outside of us start to shift. And Wayne Dyer, we're talking Wayne Dyer today. He said that, you know, when you if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So it's just looking at it in a different way, in a different way. It was funny because I had a client the other day and he was driving through New Mexico and it had snowed there, like 6 to 8 inches. And he's driving through and he's with his wife and he said, "I'm looking at the most beautiful scenery. It's just breathtaking how beautiful this is." And you could have somebody driving in the car next to you that's looking at the same scenery and going, "Oh, look how, you know, the snow and the slush and how disgusting it is and all of that stuff." It's just changing our perception of what we look at, right? And that same person now can get a phone call. They can answer the phone, and now all of a sudden they get a bit of good news. Maybe the job they applied for came through, and they got the job. Or, you know, their daughter just had the baby, and the baby boy was born, and now he's a grandfather. And how exciting is that? And all of a sudden, boom, that scenery looks so beautiful now. where moments before it was just dread and ugly and heavy and wet and whatever. It's just a matter of shifting that perception inside. And so it's how we look at it. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that shift happens inside us. The facts and circumstances didn't change. But his awareness changed. Something inside him shifted. And that's the same thing here. Just hold that steadfast to say, the truth is there is a way. There is a way. Whatever you're facing, there is a way to meet, sit down and have a sit down with this guy and meet with this guy and coach him and consult him and get him help that he needs to perform at an even higher level. All right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. I think we had talked about, well, last week we talked about mastermind, the power of, you know, the partners in believing and so forth. So have you thought about that this week? It's like, you know, who could be a possible partner in believing that you can tap into?
Well, I guess for me, probably the most important person would be to invite Colton into this experience, because he is already where I want to go and he has a direct investment in my success.
Yeah. And
he knows that it's possible. You know, he came from nothing and built up a huge team. And so he would be one. Obviously you're on my list.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman in my Friday group by the name of Dan McBride. And Dan, in the past, has had massive success with network marketing. He was actually a partner with Jim Rohn. So he knows it intimately. So he kind of knows this process and believes in it and likes network marketing. And I had him on the water for a few weeks, and it's so funny. At the end of that experience, I actually put a machine in his kitchen for 3 weeks, I think. And he didn't buy a machine. He said it was too expensive. And I, like,
all right.
I kind of missed the point. And now his wife has been re-diagnosed with breast cancer. This is her second round after being in remission for a number of years.
Wow.
And so Dan and I are going to, we're going to have coffee soon. I need to reach out to him today. Hold on a second. And maybe I can even meet with him today. But he would be an excellent, because he and I really resonate with one another. He's a very, very strong believer, and he's a very positive man, and yeah. So so he would be good. And then Christy, my Arbonne girl, I think she would be excellent, because she is such a positive influence on her team and on me, and has already had this level of success that where she just, you know, I think with her, there is no can't, you know, it's just, she's all can do. And, you know, so I think she would be excellent. So those are the four people that, I mean, there are a number of other people that I had on a list. I don't think they all qualified based on, you know, exercise one, the characteristics that we're looking for.
Yeah, yeah. So if you think about that exercise, is you're creating an avatar in a way. You're creating a profile of who your partner in believing is, right? But we could also use that in, you know, for your the avatar of your perfect customer. right? So yeah. who is my perfect customer for Enagic? Somebody who's open, who's willing to learn, to who has the willingness and the ability to invest. You know, is open minded, is coachable. You know, whatever those characteristics are. So the same thing. So it's creating what we call an avatar. It's like, so here you're creating an avatar, and I love that exercise because then it really focuses on what are those characteristics that we're looking for in a partner believing. You know, like you know, Christy's, you know, she's like got this can-do attitude. It's always positive. It's motivating. And so when we sometimes stumble, when we get wobbly, when we hit a wall, and our belief starts to drop a little bit, it's who can we tap into that's just going to, you know, just hearing their voice or just getting a little word of encouragement is going to keep you stable, right? It's just going to bring you back up again. And that's what this is really all about. And then the next level is actually forming the mastermind where you would meet on a regular basis. It doesn't have to be often, but as often as you can, and you start to source ideas for different things. And what's really cool is just like when two or more gathered in his name, mm-hmm. there's always the third. There's always that power when two or more gathered, right? And so his presence becomes stronger. Yeah. And so what's really interesting, because in Dream Builder Live especially, we do this exercise where...
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Give me 1 minute.
You got to go to the bathroom?
A half gallon of Kangen water is racing through me.
Okay. And we're still recording. And so you'll have to see this on the recording, but your chair is red. Your chair looks like something out of Spider-Man, which is kind of cool. So today's the red day. And I guess red is your favorite color. And our son, you know, Caroline has a son. He's my stepson. And Gavin loves red. His phone cases are red. He buys red accessories and so forth. So he has red as well. So you got your Spider-Man red chair. It looks like Spider-Man. Kind of cool. So when you come back, I'm going to ask you, who's your favorite Marvel superhero? Mine was Spider-Man. And so you can watch this in the recording because you're not here. You're in the bathroom right now, letting a gallon of Kangen water come through you. So, partners and believing. Strengthening the faith, deepening the faith and the belief. Very important. And here you come.
I feel like I was going to be too distracted if I tried to hold.
Yeah.
All right, where were you?
So it was funny because I was, you have to go back and listen to the recording. So I did a little monologue while you were away.
Oh, nice.
You're going to have to go back and listen. So who is your, because your chair is red too. You got red in your chair. So who was your...
I just got this chair. My last chair, you can see how disgusting it is. It's
The pleather
finally just...
Gave up the ghost.
I've had it. So yeah, I bought like a gaming chair. It's not the most comfortable chair, but the price was unbelievable. It's one of these things that just showed up in my...
Yeah.
They know what I'm shopping for, and so it just showed up on the right.
Yeah, yeah.
I got this chair for less than like $60 delivered.
Wow.
And it's like it's at least $150 gaming chair.
Yeah.
I'd like for it to be a little taller, it doesn't hit me quite right.
Yeah.
But it's solid, and for the price, I'll just put up with it for a year or two.
That's good.
Yeah.
And so I was saying, you know, when you were away. Who was your favorite Marvel superhero?
Oh, that's a good question.
In light of Mr. Stan Lee passing this week.
Yeah, I really like Marvel. Well, the one that makes me laugh the hardest is Deadpool.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
So filthy, but Ryan Reynolds is just so perfect for that role. He's so witty.
Yeah, he's so witty. Yeah.
I really enjoyed Star-Lord from what is that? The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
He makes me laugh pretty hard. I like his attitude, where he's not getting the respect that he feels like he deserves.
Think
of Marvel movies. I mean, Thor's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Who's yours? Maybe I'll.
Well, going back to classics, Spider-Man, like growing up, Spider-Man was my guy, you know? It's just like, I just tapped into him and it was like, he was my guy. So that's why I look like your chair looks like he's right out of Spider-Man.
Yeah. Spider-Man is cool.
Spider-Man is cool. So what were you saying before?
Perfect customer and an adjective.
Yeah. So we're talking about the Avatar, right?
Avatar.
Right. So putting that together, your partner in believing, what are those characteristics? Oh. And then we went further. So the mastermind, right? Being able to believe. Then we went further. All right, now that I remember. Is when we do the sourcing exercise, what we call the brave thinking activation process. So during Dream Builder Live, we break up into groups of three. And so one partner, the first partner, let's say, would go and they would tell their vision. You know, they would get into their vision of the future, of the life they would love to live. And then they would ask a question, a specific question about one part, like, what can I do in the next week to this, whatever that part of that vision that they want to move on this week. And they become quiet, and we let the Holy Spirit come through us. We let Source come through us. And we just take turns. So whatever comes to us, they just write everything down. And it's very powerful, because sometimes the people say, I didn't even have that thought. I don't know why that came out of my mouth. It's just stuff that happens. You write it down. And it's interesting to do that exercise with another person, because again, when two or more are gathered in His name, there's that power. And there's a power in that group. And sometimes those answers, if we're trying to find them by ourselves, doing that exercise, now just gets amplified. It gets, you know, 10x'd or whatever, 100x'd by being with other people. So it's really, it's an interesting exercise to do if you're actually meeting with, it could be on the phone, it doesn't have to be a physical meeting, but if you are meeting with one or two or more of your partners in believing, create this mastermind, and you do it for each other. And so, you know, maybe they have a challenge and they don't know what the answer is, and you don't know what the answer is. So let's get into state. Let's, you know, be in this together, and then, you know, tell us part of your, you know, tell us your vision and what is the question you're asking, and then let the answer source through the other partners that are there. Very powerful. Very powerful. So that's something else that you can work with. You know, you can try and the power of the mastermind. And that's what Emerson did. He would meet, I think it was every Sunday, at his house in Concord. He would have people come and sit, you know, high thinkers. And Henry David Thoreau was a handyman that worked for Emerson. And so he didn't have a place at the table, but he was allowed to sit in the hallway and listen in. And every once in a while, he would interject or throw in a thought or throw in a comment. So eventually they realized that he was at a level of thinking that was just so high that they brought him to the table. And so it's interesting. And then obviously Thoreau went on to do many, many great things and write some powerful stuff. But, you know, so that's what they would do. That was their mastermind. Ford, Edison, Harvey Firestone would do that as well. So they had the three, but they actually had four, and they would have the fourth chair, and they would invite somebody in on occasion, such as the President of the United States, you know, people that they would know, and they would mastermind and do that as well. knowing that there is a solution to every problem. And, you know, so have really high levels of thought and conversation. Powerful stuff. Imagine, you know, sitting in on some of those conversations. It would have been wild. Thoreau did an experiment, and he had leased a piece of Emerson's land, and he built a cabin where he wanted to do an experiment in life and in thinking. And he went and he built this cabin. He stayed. The experiment was 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days. And he wanted to experience his own mind. So the quietness and stuff. It doesn't mean he was a hermit. He still went, you know, into town. And he was very social. Still went to his mother's every Sunday to do laundry, you know, like single guys normally do. But he had the simple one-room cabin. And he had three chairs. One that he sat in the little desk. One for a guest if they happened to stop by. And people often drop by. Or he invited them in to have a conversation. And the third was for the Holy Spirit. It was for that higher mind. And sometimes when he was alone, he would say, okay, who do I want to talk to today? And so imaginally, he would bring somebody in, even if somebody had passed already, somebody from history, and invite them in and sit in that second chair and have a conversation.
I think I read about this in... Think and Grow Rich?
He might have talked about that. Mary might have mentioned this as well in some of the trainings, some of the teachings. And he would literally just imaginally have a conversation with whoever he invited into the second chair. Very powerful stuff. So it's that mastermind. It's the idea of partners in believing and bringing that together. Very powerful stuff. Very powerful stuff. So this week coming is the life work is the power of decision. So we talked about, you know, Dr. Barker's book, The Power of Decision. So, and again, decision, the root of decision is to cut away. So what you're going to do is you're going to make a list of 1 to 3 things that you decide to cut away from your life in order for your dream to emerge. What things do you have in your life right now that you can cut away that's not really part of who Steve is? What is still around you? Let's see what comes from that. And continue listening to the meditation CD, you know, or audio, meditation 3. And then we're doing exercise or lesson 15 for next week. Mm-hmm. All right. And visit your dream. I'm going to keep saying every day, visit the dream, especially when, you know, in the times that you get wobbly, the times that you start to lose faith or start to doubt, that's another way to tap into that. Bring your energy back up is tap into that dream. Forget the how, just tap into the what. Step into that visions. The same thing. You're going to sit down in your mind. You're going to sit down with this elite athlete. You're going to sit across the table from him and you're going to have a conversation imaginally. It's powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. See that image, hold that image, because that veil is so thin between us and the infinite. So, all right.
Okay.
Good. Good. So you're going to go out and conquer the world this week. All right, my friend.
Mastermind group together.
Yeah, the power of that. So, all right, I'm looking forward to seeing how that unfolds this week.
Thank you.
All right, my friend. Good to see you. You look good in red. So next week, do you want to do, well, Thursday, I guess, is Thanksgiving, huh?
It is.
So, let's see here.
We could probably do Wednesday.
We'll do Wednesday for next week? Okay.
But the 21st.
21st. Yeah. 21st. All right. Yeah, I have it in the 21st. All right, good.
All right.
All righty.
Sounds great.
Have a good week.
Have a great week.
Stay strong. Stay in faith.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Talk to you soon.